We are joined now by ESPN's Jeremy Fowler on the Emerald Queen Casino Sportsbook Hotline. Hey, Jeremy, how's it going?
Hey, Stacey and Jake. I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Again, appreciate you taking the time. I'm going to start with some of the more obvious questions that we've been getting a lot of concerns about from Seahawks fans, and we just wanted some clarification on the NFL's new COVID protocols. So how's it going to work for the league moving forward?
Well, they've tweaked it in a couple different ways since there are so many cases. I think more than 100 overall last week league-wide. Made two tweaks, one of which is if you're under the protocol, you can have one test done, and if that test shows up negative and is strong enough of a certain level, then you can be in the game, activated, where before it was two consecutive tests had to be done. Mm-hmm. And now they've sent out a recent memo over the weekend, which lightens the load on the amount of times players that are vaccinated will have to be tested at all. So it's clear they feel like they were undermining their product with the sheer volume of testing, even though it wasn't every day, like the NFLPA wanted to start the year and how they got last year. So there's a little bit of tug and pull going on. You know, this is probably something the PA and the NFL are talking about daily to just try to figure out a sweet spot to get through the season safely.
You know, Jeremy, that is also part of the hard situation here is that obviously you have Seahawks fans that are very upset and very frustrated. Me being one of them in the moment, saying, "Hey, like we understand that you're doing everything you can to try and play this game, and that you're trying to work with the Rams here to give them an opportunity to field the team at all. But in doing so, you really put the Seahawks in a really difficult position here."
Yeah, and then, you know, Jake, they lost guys late in the week where maybe if they played on a Sunday, they would have lost those guys anyways because they were, you know, going on the football for a few days, so to speak. But, you know, it puts them in a, you know, a little bit of a disadvantage. And I think that the real catalyst here is they want to avoid what happened last year, like with the Broncos game where you have an undrafted wide receiver playing quarterback and the product is so bad that you can't sell it or deem it watchable. And I really think that's the core of this. And so, and in the case of this Browns game, it's not really going to matter. They got, I think they had 12 starters out. Now they still have 10 starters out. It's not like it's all that much better holding this out for 2 days. So, it's sort of a lose-lose for the league in that way. And, you know, I mean, you should have heard some Raiders people I talked to last week and how mad they were. You know, 'cause they're sitting here saying, "Hey, we got an offensive line that was ravaged by COVID last year, and you made us play. And then now we have nobody in the COVID list, and you're backing our game up." You know, so I'm sure Seattle, in a lot of ways, feels the same way. Mm.
So just so I know, because someone asked earlier, technically this Tuesday game the Seahawks are going to play is part of Week 15, so they aren't really doing those new protocols of like, hey, you can come back if you're asymptomatic.
Well, so the players that are under the protocol now can take advantage of the rules about needing just one negative test at a certain level to get on, like a MESA test, what they call it. So so they can still do that. So like Brandon Schell, DJ Reed, a couple of these guys that could be out, there's still a chance for them.
Yeah, and so those guys, I mean, to ask you that, I mean, how much of a realistic chance do they have? I mean, you don't know their symptoms, you don't know any of that, so it's really a difficult question. But because of the new rule changes, it's a lot easier to get back than before.
It is, yeah. But, you know, it's such a crapshoot. Like, I was talking to somebody involved in the Washington-Philadelphia game. And, you know, I was trying to get a feel for, like, hey, do the new rules help maybe get one of your quarterbacks back? And my sense was that, like, Kyle Allen, their backup, who's on the COVID list, was, you know, he had gotten COVID earlier in the week. So they were hoping that as a result he could get positive or he could get negative tests and get back on. They felt like there was a good chance he could play, which might still be the case, but it is a true coin flip a little bit. You know, you're at the mercy of the test. Baker Mayfield with Cleveland, they were hopeful he was asymptomatic, feeling good, vaccinated, all that stuff. But if you can't test out, then you're just in a bad spot. You know, so it's not like an injury where you can sort of track it and hope for the best. You know, it's just, it doesn't quite work that way. You do your test, and if the results are good in the morning, then you're happy. If they're not, then there's nothing you can do.
You're listening to Jake and Stacey. We're talking with ESPN's Jeremy Fowler. Jeremy, thank you for updating us on the latest COVID protocols and changes to that protocol in the NFL. Kind of want to transition in the last couple minutes here with you to talk about the product on the field. Now, obviously, we've been talking about Seahawks all day, but I'm curious, you know, about your perspective on some of the top teams right now. It feels like it's the Packers after losses by the Bucs and Cardinals in the NFC. Would you say it's the Chiefs in the AFC? I mean, are those the two teams to beat to you?
Well, being the top team is still relative right now, you know, because there's still like 20 plus teams that are in the playoff mix. You know, I mean, even looking at Seattle, they're sitting at 5-8. You know, they can make a little run. They got Detroit on the back end of their schedule. They got the Bears on the back end. Like, you never know. So, but I would say right now, Chiefs, because of their defense and the way they've buttoned up on that side, and you know, you still trust Mahomes, Kelce, and Tyreek Hill to get it done, even though it's been spotty this year. But you have so many teams lurking. You know, Green Bay, to me, because of the different ways they can win, you know, they got the power back with A.J. Dillon. They got Aaron Jones can run power ball or catch it out of the backfield. Obviously, you got Devontae Adams, maybe the best quarterback on the planet. You got all these guys, and their defense is pretty good despite having some major injuries, guys they could get back, like Jair Alexander and Za'Darius Smith. So I would say Green Bay right now. But, you know, Tampa, the roster is loaded. Even though they lost Chris Godwin and put a zero on the board last night, I still like them. I'm still bullish on them. So, you know, I could very well see Green Bay and Tampa back in an NFC rematch in zero-degree weather in early February in Green Bay, NFC Championship.
Yeah, I mean, Jeremy, that obviously is I think, a great answer. It's looking like it is heading in that direction. And, you know, one of the questions that I have for you that we've kind of been asking everybody in this regard today has been, look, the Seahawks, you mentioned, who knows what could happen at the end of the year, but what would it mean for the Seahawks if they were able to beat the Rams tomorrow?
Well, I think it would be a punctuation of what's been building for a while now, but what's been delayed, you know, because of a number of factors. You know, this is a team that won 12 games last year, has a few holes on its roster, but, like, you know, largely was expected to be much better. So Russell goes out with the finger surgery, new coordinator, so they don't have time to gel. Not much running game. Defense was bad. Well, I think all those seem to be slightly turning in the positive at the right time. So I think Seattle senses that. That's why they feel like they can still sneak in, even sitting at 5-8. And so, you know, I think Seattle will win tonight. I still think they have a chance to get in the playoffs. Like, I'm still fairly bullish on them. Just this is a team that's never had a losing season with Russell Wilson and Pete Carroll together. So, you know, we'll see. Rams are going to be as depleted as maybe we thought early in the week, but they're still out, I believe, 5 starters. So maybe Seattle can take advantage of that.
Jeremy, I think you just became a favorite of listeners in Seattle. That's for sure. He is ESPN's Jeremy Fowler. Appreciate you taking the time, Jeremy.
Hey, thanks, guys. Appreciate you having me.
Hear Jake and Stacey every day from 10 to 2 on 710 ESPN Seattle.